Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mark Wiskus, Fred Krakus, and Julie Paxton with Wonderspellin, and Jeanette Vaughn with the City of Pella join us on today's program to discuss the grand opening celebration of the Wonderspellin Playground at Kiwanis Park. Well, first of all, what a wonderful morning to be out here to open the Wonderspellin Miracle Playground. I got to help kick off the ceremony, and in my very brief comments mentioned this is a project that really captures the spirit of Pella, and I think you can see that behind us. Our radio audience can't, but Mark, I'll start with you. What's it like now to see kids on the playground, to be able to celebrate this accomplishment that took so many hands, and to be able to say Wonderspellin is officially open?
You know, it's a great relief. It's a joy. It's like we crossed the finish line is what it feels like. That, you know, been working on this project for a few years now, and to see the ribbon cutting, to see the kids playing out here now, it's a sense of accomplishment that we did this for our community and for everybody. So it's a great feeling to see everybody out here.
Well, Jeanette, the City of Pella has been behind this project from the beginning. Your office, I'm sure, has been swarming with questions about when's it open. What's it finally mean to you to be able to say yes and for you guys to showcase what you do as a department with this state-of-the-art park?
Yeah, I remember even when Fred came and talked to me 3 years ago when it was, and I was so excited that there was a group in town that was interested in making this a reality, and today is just a perfect example of what a community can do, and we're looking forward to having this park in our system.
Well, and Fred, in your comments, you talked about this. This started as almost an on-the-napkin idea, kind of based on what had recently happened in Knoxville with Young's Park and their great project there. And you said it in your comments, Pella could do it better. And now here we are with this park. What's it like to go from that point in 2017-18 to be here today, to see all the kids out here and on a beautiful morning here in October?
Andrew, I don't have words to describe my feelings. This is so incredible, amazing that in 3 years this could happen. By the grace of God, everybody stepped up and supported this. There have been a couple bumps in the path, but it always moved in the right direction, and we're so thrilled to be here, thrilled with the support of the city. Thankful that Jeanette is here, because she's the one that's gonna take care of this, and hopefully it's a low maintenance, but She gets to take care of this, so I want to emphasize our appreciation for the city's willingness to take over the maintenance and care of this facility. We really appreciate that.
Well, and you helped organize the speeches and all the stuff this morning. You brought us in with the Big Red Radio. It was a wonderful morning, and we got to hear a variety of people who contributed to this. From your chair, what was it like to kind of bring that together and to have the voices who spoke speak to the power of this project and what it meant for this whole community?
Sure. The whole project has been highly collaborative just from day one. I mean, Mark and Fred had this vision, and the city jumped on board with this project right away. So having the advisory committee there, having Angie and Sarah talk about what it means to them as a family with a special needs member, really touches our heartstrings as well. Having all the input from the people who spoke today, Don DeWard included, really just goes to show that this is thoughtful and has been thoughtful from day one, and that we've consulted a variety of experts who know what we need to make this the best park in Pella.
Well, Mark, the project's not done technically. You've got more to do and more ideas, and you're still fundraising and you're still gathering ideas about how to continue to add to this project. How exciting is that, knowing that you have a fully functional playground that can be used for hours at a day, but that there's more coming?
Yeah, we do have more ideas what we could add to this park. I guess that might be good and bad, you know. But yeah, Fred starts bringing more ideas, and the more we build on this, we do create more ideas. And yeah, we would love to still continue fundraising for any addition that we still want to complete on this. So we have the shelter house coming yet, and then we also have the Sono Arch, but we do have a wish list yet of what we could add to this park. So we are still accepting funds and donations for what we still have in our minds and what we could add to our list. So absolutely.
Well, and Jeanette, when we think about the function of this park, it being open now, maybe a more practical question, but hours, what's kind of the general sense of operation here for people who want to try this out maybe in the next week or two while the weather's still nice enough?
Yeah, as far as the playground and the park itself, our parks are open from dawn to dusk. There will be, there's no lights at this facility, so it's not for use at night. The restrooms will be open for just another couple weeks before we have to winterize for the winter. So we'll, you know, the next couple weeks, the weather looks great. Come on out. It's a beautiful park.
Well, and Fred, one of the things that you really touched on was the fact that this was supposed to be a phased project and that this, you know, there could have been something standing here in October 2021, but it may not look like it does behind. But if it wasn't for the community support, now you have a fully fledged park behind us. What does it mean and say about this community? You've been here for so long to see them rally behind a project like this and really push it to the finish line faster than I think anyone on your board thought was possible.
Well, it's not like we didn't think it was possible. We believe that anything is possible, especially in Pella. As Mayor DeWard said, you know, we can't dream too small. We have to dream big, and we do dream big, but we thought we were being realistic in making this a 2 or 3 phase project, but we always believe that we can do better, and we'd like to raise the bar, challenge listeners to come up with another project and do something else that's very significant for our community or in a neighboring community. I think everybody should be challenged to give back to their community a project of whatever they can dream of.
Well, as Mark alluded to, this project is not necessarily over, and people can still support it. They can still support Kiwanis. What's the best way for them to keep supporting Wonderspelling? And if Mark and Fred have more dream ideas, what's the way for them to be able to support that and make donations?
Absolutely. So we do have a couple of new things that are coming still that we're still wrapping up. So the Shelter House and the Sona Arch. There's also an opportunity for memorial benches through the City of Pella. But if you'd like to help support Wonderspelling, you can certainly reach out to Fred or Mark directly through their offices or send a donation to P.O. Box 671 in Pella. We're more than happy to help continue this project, and there's still a little bit more yet to do.
Once again, that was Mark Wiskus, Fred Krakus, and Julie Paxton with Wonderspelling, and Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn discussing the grand opening of the Wonderspelling Playground at Kiwanis Park. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.